Okay, just in English.
This is a question from Dvaipayana Prabhu. He's saying that we know that Krishna's body and Krishna himself are non-different. Is it a correct conclusion that the soul and the soul's spiritual form is also non-different? And if yes, what does our spiritual body do now? Sometimes we tend to ponder over something and we forget about our material body. Is it possible that similarly we are in the spiritual world currently in our spiritual bodies and we are pondering over something and we are thus forgetting our real identity?
No. We're not in the spiritual world. At least I'm not in the spiritual world. We're in the material world. And when we're pondering something, that means we may just be, it's like a dreaming state. We may be daydreaming, but daydreaming and being on the spiritual platform are two distinctly different things. And one shouldn't try to bring down the realm of transcendence to any kind of material evaluation or standard. And just because you forget about your body, that doesn't mean that you're being spiritual. We have so many experiences of forgetting about our body, but that doesn't qualify us for having entered into the spiritual realm. And the living entity's spiritual body is there, but it's in a unmanifest state. It's in a condition that, unfortunately, we're not aware of. Therefore, swa root. We have our own root, and we need to come to the realization of that which is already there. But it's in a dormant state. In the sense that we're not aware of it. But obviously it's functioning because it's making the material body conscious. And without consciousness, the material body can't function. So the soul is functional and active, but our awareness, our self-awareness is not there. Awareness or consciousness is a function of the soul itself. So in a conditioned state, it means that the living entity is not conscious of himself. He's conscious. We're conscious of ourselves in the sense that we're conscious of our existence that we have. Yes, we have our sat. But we're not conscious of chit, we're not conscious of ananda, we're not conscious of our form, we're not conscious of our blissful nature. We're conscious of our existence. The maturing of our consciousness, becoming freed from the limited focus that we have towards this material body, and focusing on our spiritual identity, that requires purification. And purification even means, as Jagannanda Pandit says, Krishna Bahirmukha. It's another way of expressing it is that you start looking in the right direction. Turned away from Krishna, and when you turn away from Krishna, then you turn away from your own spiritual identity as well. So that's why in the prayers of the personified Vedas, Prabhupada, they give the example. Prabhupada elaborates that God-realization means self-realization. So just like when the sun is there, then you see not only the sun, but you see everything else. You see yourself. So similarly, when we become Krishna conscious, then we also become conscious of our own eternal spiritual identity, then we become very clear about what the details and the nature of our spiritual form is. But that's a change in the real consciousness. So we're talking here, he's talking about waking consciousness and sleeping consciousness, or at most deep sleep. But beyond that, there's third stage, which is deep sleep. Then there's turyatita, that which is beyond the third stage, which is the spiritual, and then there's the pancham, and then there's the fifth stage, which is rasa, or relationship with Krishna. So evolution and development of consciousness, and we should not mistake that lower states of material consciousness, like sleeping and deep sleep, I identify that with the spiritual, turyatita, the fourth stage, or beyond that is not just that I'm spirit soul and realize my spiritual identity, but that I realize my eternal relationship with Krishna as well. So that's Chaitodarpanamarjana. That's purification of the heart, and turning back to who we really are, which requires effort, and which requires also the sadhana of chanting and hearing. Hare Krishna.